very good Tuesday afternoon to you folks. Thank you for listening to The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. It's time for the Adam Lep, Adam the Computer Guy, mid-afternoon coffee break, radio extravaganza. Nice long title for a show because we have such good content. I think we deserve every syllable. Earlier today, Scott Spears had on another gentleman whose name is Scott S., but that gentleman is the mayor. Always an excellent conversation. If you did miss it, be sure to go to our website, WWGH1071.com, and hear the discussion discussing many of the events that are going on here in the great city of Marion, OH. On the topic of city government, we have a very bright young councilman that we're proud hangs his hat here in Marion, Mr. Kai Mead, and Kai is actually in the studio with me today. We're going to discuss not just his background and what's going on currently in the area, but a very positive event for small businesses that's upcoming in a few weeks. And as a small business person myself, that certainly is an event that is of interest, and I think we need to do that in other places in and around Ohio. Let's make sure that I've properly turned up the controls so that my guest can be heard and provide his valuable insight. So, Kai, how are you doing on this nice summery Tuesday afternoon?
Oh, as good as you can be. I'm having a pretty good day.
So you've not been in our new and improved radio studio.
No, not yet. This is my first time.
It's quite a cool establishment, I would say.
Oh, yeah. I find myself looking at all the pictures that are hung up, and I feel like there's a story behind every one of them.
And, you know, our station flagship person, Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars, you can see all these stars that he has interviewed, everybody from Mr. McFeely to B. Arthur to Bozo the Clown, and many people from in and around the area. Just the content that we have on the station, Kai, is quite unique. And as I say, we really can show content that is above and beyond stations, even in Chicago or New York or other much larger cities. Now, speaking of cities, Marion being kind of a medium-sized city, you are involved in city government. I believe you're the youngest person on city council. You're certainly younger than I am, but of course, with my birthday coming up in exactly 1 week, that becomes an easier and easier accomplishment. Being on city council, Kai, has that experience, before we talk about our topic at hand, has being on city council been any different than what you were expecting when you found out you won the election? And any kind of thoughts? I guess when you're in politics, there's always a surprise or two.
Yeah, I mean, people who are already on try to get you ready for it, but I think that for the most part, it was what I expected, and that it's being on city council is completely what you make of it. How much you respond to your constituents, how much you want to do for your community. I treat it like a full-time job, and that if a constituent reaches out to me, I'm attempting to get to their door by the end of the day to talk to them about it, not just a weird email chain that takes 2 weeks to get a solution to. And so in that way, it was there's nothing catching me off guard. But in other ways, it's just been I think it's a fun experience, in that you do get to help community members. You get to get creative with solutions, like the community cleanups that we've been doing. That was a new thing that I think that a lot of people appreciate, and I think it kind of shows that local government isn't this far off thing that only shows up when you have to pay your taxes. It's something that can be beneficial to communities.
I think Marion, as I mentioned, as a medium-sized city, similar sized cities might be Chillicothe, for example. Delaware and Marysville are growing. They didn't used to be as big, but with their proximity to Columbus, they are seeing some of that suburban sprawl. And with cities that size, it's a good compromise. We're small enough to be friendly, where you know your neighbors, you know the streets, you know the business owners, but big enough that there are things to do. And you feel proud to live here, and the city has a legacy, has things that it's famous for. We have many things that Marion is famous for: the Popcorn Festival, the Harding Hotel, multiple things with President Harding, his gravesite, other famous people that have been buried here. Mary Ellen Withrow, she was on with Scott earlier this week. She will return later this week. So we have so many things that this area is famous for. And like much of Ohio, we have a lot of small businesses. And, you know, as a small business owner and operator myself, obviously we can never have enough small businesses. We appreciate the big box stores, but there is that mystique to going into the mom and pop store, one that's been family owned and operated or run by an owner operator, that you feel that you are giving back to the community and getting great service. And with me, that is the best part of being in business. And knowing that when you have a customer, when that customer gives you money, that you are helping that person. Now, Kai, you are ambitiously, I guess, spearheading an event in Marion in a few weeks that is going to focus on the great small business community in and around Marion. And as I said, as a small business owner myself, that's something I'm excited about, but also as I feel I'm on the same team as other small businesses, I know it will help everybody. And tell us a little bit about the name of the event, the time it's going to be held, and what we're hoping to accomplish.
Yeah, so this is an event that we really couldn't have done, say, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And so what we're doing is we're asking small business owners and our end consumers to create this grassroots momentum towards spending. We should go celebrate our small businesses every chance we get, but especially on these 3 days, the 17th, 18th, and 19th of June, let's go support those small businesses. Let's go, whether it's you're just sharing them on social media, whether it's you're stopping into the local ice cream shop or getting that pizza, let's go out and spend those dollars locally so that they can get a benefit. Not every solution or not every issue requires tax dollars. And for something like this, it's completely grassroots. We're spreading the word as much as we can. We should have banners flying in the city soon. I'm going from small business to small business with flyers to spread the word. And really, this gets as big as Marion and small business owners want it to be by helping to spread the word. We've got a Facebook page up called Marion, Ohio Small Business Appreciation Days, where we're spotlighting small businesses that maybe you already know about and a few that you don't, just so that people are aware of all the gems that we have in the city. That's one of the biggest issues you have as a small business owner sometimes is not only identifying the customers, but then also getting them to be in a mood to spend money. And that's why we chose the 17th, 18th, and 19th, is because that's already Father's Day weekend. So people are already kind of going out to go to their local restaurant, to go to a local shop. And so we kind of already covered that hurdle. And so now it's just about spreading the word. Like I said, this isn't something that could have been done 30 or 40 years ago, because we didn't have the social medias and things like that. It's almost similar to when you have a national dog day or something like that, and it catches like wildfire, and then all of a sudden all over Facebook or all over whatever you use, there you see people posting their dogs and stuff like and things like that. That's what we're trying to take advantage of, is to create a grassroots, I guess, explosion of just people going to support their favorite place or the place they've been looking to try out.
Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, about 22 minutes after the hour of 2 on this preview of summer in late May, 1 week before my birthday. As I said, I don't get older, I get better, so in a week, I'm really going to be good. I am speaking with Kai Mead, a local congressperson here in Marion. We are taking your phone calls. Again, Kai will be happy to speak with you about issues or other things which you'd like to speak with. A very erudite young man, proud to have him as part of the Marion City Government. He'll be happy to accept your calls, and as will I. But I can assure you, Kai is probably more interesting than I am. The phone number is 740-383-9944. So feel free to give us a ring. We'll be happy to answer your questions about the Small Business Appreciation event, but other things that might be going on. As Marion, a city with many great topics, many things people, I guess, unless you come here often, you do business, you live here, you may not realize what a great place it is, all at a very low cost of living. And we have a good balance. And again, the Ohio in general tends to be that way. And I make no secret of it. I'm a proud Ohioan. And I hope that that's something which can increase by the day, as I think it probably does. Now, Kai, with this Small Business Appreciation, I think it's fortunate that it's coinciding with the lifting of the COVID-related regulations, when they have obviously had a large and negative effect on small business. And I think we can agree that we're proud to do something very positive for the small business community.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's time to get to be back in action. Let's go support those small businesses. Vaccines are readily available if that's what you choose to do. And so I really think that now's the time for us to get outdoors, get outside, go into those small businesses and really just try out the new ones that you've been looking to go to. I think that we can have a really strong summer for small businesses if we do this right.
Are there other cities of all sizes here in Ohio that have a similar kind of an event? Do you think we have the premier Small Business Appreciation here in Marion, but would there be another event that might be somewhat similar? We might invite local small businesses to try some other cities after they've seen this event. As we're all on the same team as far as I'm concerned, even if you're a competitor.
Yeah.
We're on the same team as small business operators, because that's what's made America great.
Yeah, I think the small business concept, I think, is almost an experience. You go try out the mom and pop, and then maybe you check out the store across the street. You go, you try out that new place that everyone's been talking about. In terms of other towns, I'm fairly certain that someone else has done a Small Business Appreciation Day thing. We're not inventing the wheel for the first time by any means, but at the same time, I think it's just really important that, especially after a pandemic like this, where they were struggling quite a bit, that we kind of come together as a community to support them.
I can't really agree more. And go over again with us the Facebook page and how to find out about the event, and how would a small business person participate and also use this as a vehicle for growing that business, getting people to learn about a business that they may not have been familiar with,
yeah,
and help our small business community thrive.
Yeah, so locally, one of the best things, if you're a small business, that you can do for this event is shoot the Facebook page a message at Marion, Ohio Small Business Appreciation Day. And we will spotlight you. We will just give me a little bit about who you are, what you sell, or what you do, and we'll throw that out there on the Facebook page. People can participate just by going to the local shop, going to the local restaurant. Before this is the second annual one that we've done, a couple months ago, I tried to get some business leaders together and talk to them, and I said, "Hey, what do you guys want this to look like? Because I can put together this the way I think it should be, and if it doesn't help you guys, then who cares?" And what they said is they want this to be as widespread as possible. They don't want there to be a tangible like physical location to the event. They want it to be grassroots. That way, there's no indication of, oh, we're favoring this business over this business. Or if you create a physical event to it, then maybe that draws more traffic to a couple of businesses. Whereas if we just make it widespread and grassroots, and it allows the consumer to decide where they're going to support, who and where they're going to support, then I think that we get the best results.
Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, speaking with Marion Councilperson Mr. Kai Mead about the upcoming Marion Small Business Appreciation event, and something that I'm excited about, being a small business owner and operator. How do you think the small business climate is right now, Kai? We're coming out of the COVID situation, and we're not quite sure how that may pan out over the next few weeks or months. And our economy, I think, is doing fairly well right now. And it's summer, people like to get out and about. Kind of brings a positive attitude. Memorial Day, July 4th, the summer holidays, school letting out. Is this currently a good climate for small business? How might it compare? It's obviously a unique situation with the restrictions being lifted. Seemingly every day we're seeing more and more liberalization of that. But how does this compare to some previous years in terms of the small business climate?
Well, I would say that There's pros and cons to what we're dealing with right now. One of the cons is obviously dealing with the pandemic and the restrictions that were in place. Yes, they're being lifted. I think that one of the big pros is that we've kind of learned as a state and as a nation that a small business can do really well outside of the big urban areas. And so right now you can get affordable workspace. Really have another chance to, or a good chance to set up shop in a place like Marion, as people are fleeing like the cities and things like that. So I think Marion is on the come up, just because there's a lot of places to set up shop. There's a good consumer base. So it's just important that we kind of really focus on the positives that Marion does have to offer. You can set up shop here for a lot cheaper than you can in Columbus, and you don't have to worry about the same citywide policies.
Yeah, and that's something people may not realize. As I said, Marion has a good balance. No, it doesn't have all the excitement of Columbus or Cincinnati or Pittsburgh, but crime is lower, less traffic, it's friendlier, and it's big enough that there are plenty of things to do. Even things that people who've lived here their entire lives may not be aware of. And this obviously focuses on the many great small businesses. Now, we've had some changes, Kai, in the parking downtown, and just a lot of the logistics of the city. You saw pretty close to the studio, they're out working. I think they did some gas line improvements earlier in the month. Is that going to further increase the positive nature and the small business friendly attitude of Marion and other areas in Mid-Ohio?
Yeah, I think it does. And the reason is I think that a lot of times people want to compare Marion's downtown to, say, Delaware's downtown. And I think that the way we get closer to that is providing more parking. Delaware's downtown is not a fun place to drive through if you've been down in it. And I think that one of the trade-offs to, say, like shutting down a lane is you get to create more parking. You get to create a more walkable area. So I think that anytime the government does anything, they're going to have positive and negative trade-offs. In this case, it's something like shutting down a lane takes a while to get used to.
Yeah, there's always a learning curve. And you see changes in traffic, you see the construction, it's like, well, is it going to end? And when it ends, am I going to like it better? Where I live, they're adding roundabouts. They're always kind of doing something. And one of the roundabouts has recently been added right by my gym, and you know, kind of a gym rat. In fact, I go to two gyms, and there's actually new roundabouts and some new traffic patterns near both of them. And you kind of learn to like it. I think it's actually made an improvement. Now, we've heard a lot of talk on Scott's show and other places about this angled parking downtown, the one-way streets. What are your, you know, you're not just a councilman, you know, kind of like, sound like the hair club guy here. You're not just a councilman, Sky. You're also a citizen. You're also a taxpayer. What are your thoughts, just as a person, about this angled parking and some of these logistical changes? I can understand people may be a little uncomfortable with it. They might kind of wonder, is it really beneficial? Was it worth the shutdowns and the tax dollars being spent? But bottom line is, you know, 6 to 12 months from now, do you see it as something which is positive, that's going to bring more people downtown and make it easier for small business owners, those with a storefront, those that rely upon foot traffic, to get customers in the door and build a relationship with their valued customers?
Yeah, I think it's a TBD, a to-be-decided type of thing. It definitely will bring more people downtown because now they have a lot closer parking to the small businesses. But at the same time, like you said, the parking is angled, and so sometimes it can be a pain to back out. And you're kind of like looking over your shoulder real hard to see if there's a car coming, and so it's one of those things where time will tell if it's an issue that we just get used to, or if it is an actual problem. But I think that it's a move in the right direction because we are trying to get people to kind of go downtown and shop downtown and be close to the businesses. I mean, that's the thing, is when you go down to like downtown Delaware, or if you go to other nice downtowns, the number one complaint with them is you got to park, you got to walk, and that's just kind of the trade-off with going downtowns. Is like I said, it's kind of an experience.
You're listening to The Talking Place, where we talk, and we're the place for talk. WWGH Radio on South Prospect Street here in the great city of Marion, OH. My name is Adam Lepp. We get together on Tuesday and Thursday between approximately 2:13 p.m. Eastern and 3 to talk multiple topics, politics, current events, the weather, music, sports, and of course technology. And today we are fortunate enough to have a local guest, in fact, a bit of a celebrity guest. Scott Spears had the mayor on. Great conversation. Again, go to our website at wwgh107.1071.com to listen to the conversation. Your ears and your brain cells will thank you. And today I'm privileged to have Mr. Kai Mead, a very bright city councilman that we're proud to have as part of our city government. He is spearheading an important event, the Marion Small Business Appreciation, which will take place in a few weeks in the middle of June. We do encourage you to go to Facebook, look up Marion Small Business Appreciation Day. That's the correct verbiage, right?
Yes.
You know, at my age, I get confused if it's more than three or four words at a time. And like the page, contribute to it. Kai's been interviewed by other radio stations, and he's just done such a great job coordinating this event. As we say, people, even those who've lived here their whole life, may not realize what a great climate this is for a small business. Interesting thing about parking, Kai, and this is kind of a dumb question, is Marion maybe the biggest city you've ever seen that doesn't have any parking meters? Or do we have any parking meters in this town? Isn't this like the biggest city you've ever seen where all the parking is free? And again, I joke about it because, you know, I'm naturally a wise guy. I was born that way. It's not going to change after all this time. And it's a good thing that there's so much parking here. The angled parking, love it or hate it, does contribute to the ability to get out and about, to go somewhere and park no more than one or two storefronts away and not have to worry about a meter. That they've built the city around free parking and the ability to go from point A to point B and not have to worry if you're going to have to walk three blocks to get a space or pay an exorbitant meter fee. And compare that to some of the other places, let alone Columbus or Cleveland, where we've all had some parking woes.
Yeah, and I mean, especially, again, to compare it to Delaware. Delaware, you have to have a phone app, or for at least some of the spaces, I know you do. And that's, again, one of the trade-offs is I know people feel very strongly from what I've seen on, like, Facebook about having to pay for parking one way or the other. And Marion, love it or hate it, has a large amount of free parking. And so I kind of don't see that changing anytime soon.
And that's a big advantage of having a small business.
Yeah.
That's happened in Columbus where there's construction and people don't go to these businesses because it's impossible to park. You're worried about your car getting in a ditch somewhere, and this causes a permanent loss of business for these owner-operators. And here in Marion, we've certainly had around the Harding Hotel, for example, but if you can walk half a block, you got a parking space.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely the walking is the, I think, the big issue, really, there is... I always think that every dollar you save from parking is a dollar someone might go spend in that local business.
I mean, you don't mind contributing to the city's coffers.
Yeah.
You know, again, you're in city council, Kai. You certainly see that, but you also want to contribute to the small business owner and operator. And people have talked on Scott's show about downtown Delaware versus downtown Marion. And they really are quite different. That's what is so fascinating. Delaware has grown, whereas now the population is close to that of Marion. But you have the college in the south of downtown. You have the established businesses. And you got some possible parking issues. And yeah, it's like, even as high-tech as I am, I don't really want to deal with a phone app when I park at a meter. With Marion, angled parking or not, you're going to find a space. It's unlikely you'll have to walk more than half a block to go to the business of your choice, and you won't have to pay. Is that a testament just to our history that Marion has always had, again, a rather large downtown with a plethora and variety of types of businesses and things to do, that the parking, the paying for parking was kind of an afterthought? They didn't build the city around, like Columbus, being built kind of around parking lots, and every time you drive through a neighborhood in Columbus, you see meters that weren't there before. Whereas Marion, we've kept this attitude of free parking, Marion could double in population. You know, Marion is growing. I mean, the downtown is looking up and looking spiffier every time I see it. So, despite that happening, I don't see a change in that free parking mentality. And the angled parking, I think, is part of that. We're showing people it's a parking-friendly area. Yes, it's great to walk. You know, if you live around where the station is, you can walk downtown, and that's one reason why we are here, is we're so close to everything. But if you're visiting family or you're just passing through and you want to see what's going on in downtown Marion, park the car. It'll never be more than a block or two from your destination, and you can hit multiple businesses at one time. And again, your event that you're coordinating allows people to be encouraged to do that. And maybe we harp on parking, but it really is important. It just occurs in so many different events.
Yeah, I think one of the things that doesn't get talked about a lot is one of the most frustrating things if you go to Columbus, if you're in that downtown area, is when it takes you 45 minutes to find a parking spot, or it or the meter isn't working, or there's something going on with that. So the simpler that we can make it for, I guess. Just to say how I feel about it, if I can park a little bit farther away, but I find that parking spot very quickly, then I'm a happy camper. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Speaking with Kai Mead, a councilman here in Marion, Ohio, on the Adam Lepp Radio Extravaganza, a show with many different names, here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Taking your telephone calls if you have questions for Kai about this event, about other things going on in Marion. That's fine. Pick up the phone. We'll be happy to talk to you. 740-383-WWGH. Want to remind you to listen to the Nate Redmond radio program between approximately 4:15 p.m. and 5 tomorrow and every Wednesday here on The Talking Place. He gives away great prizes. He will inform you of interesting and oftentimes silly trivia and facts about the great world that we live in. And he also has contests. Put on your thinking caps. Exercise your brain cells. It is 45 minutes or so of outstanding radio. So, Kai, being a city councilman, we talked about, you said it's kind of what you make of it. And I would agree that that's a good attitude. And every city council person, of course, has his or her beliefs, things that he or she wants to accomplish, and just thoughts and a focus for the great city that we live in. That you are, you said, mostly a native of Marion. You've lived here most of your life.
Yeah, so my parents are from here. I came here when I was, I had just finished with fourth grade. My dad was in the military, so we were moving around constantly. So when he finally retired, we settled back down in Marion, Ohio. And I think that when we're talking about like city council being what you make of it, my biggest thing was I felt like we could get a lot done if we were willing to roll up our sleeves and kind of put an exorbitant amount of work into certain projects, like the cleanups and things like that. I didn't want to run for city council just to say I'm a city council person. I wanted to run to be able to say, hey, we made a difference in this and that and the next. I think that it's important that we elect people who are doing it for the right reasons.
Is there anybody else in your family that's in politics?
No. I did not have the political luxury of people recognizing my last name or anything like that. No one in politics. Like I said, my dad was in the military. My sister lives out of state. And my mom works for the county, and that's about it.
Sometimes we find it's a family of politics, and not just in Ohio, but nationally, the Bushes, the Kennedys, the Clintons. Is that a good thing that you're coming kind of in with a fresh mind? It's people, like with the Bushes, you kind of expect you're going to see somebody similar to George, or Jeb. The Clintons, you kind of compare Hillary and Bill because they're somewhat similar in their politics. With you, it's what are we going to expect out of Kai Mead? I mean, it's intriguing because you are young, and you're a Democrat. It's what will your politics be like? And to me, age and political party in any city isn't really important. You have to love where you live and want to nurture it. And of course, a small business event, that's the epitome of that attitude.
Yeah, I was going to say, my biggest pet peeve is when people just kind of dog on Marion constantly, because I think that's the wrong attitude. I think we admit that Marion does have things that we could improve on, but people kind of hear what you say about your own town. And so when we have that positive attitude to thinking, what can we do to solve this issue? What can we do to make our town better? I think that's really the correct attitude to have. And with people we brought up like last names, I think really, it makes you work for it more, you get better legislators out of it, because there's not that, oh, you're so-and-so's kid or so-and-so's uncle or something like that, so yeah, I'll vote for you. No, you have to be good. You have to be good at what you're doing to get elected, and you have to come with fresh ideas. And so I think you get stronger legislators and stronger public officials that way. Personally, for me, I always just try to focus on what's best for Marion and what's best for best for the town. I really don't look for a left answer or a right answer. Sometimes some of the things I'll vote for, someone might say they skew Republican, and sometimes maybe they skew Democrat. To me, I'm not really looking at the party answer. I'm just trying to do what's best for the town.
Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, speaking with Marion City Councilperson Mr. Kai Mead. And as we talked about before the show, Kai, your politics are pretty middle of the road. And I make no secret, I'm an independent, but I'm far right on some things, far left on others. And others, to me, I just see as being nonpartisan issues. But in any city, and this is regardless of if it has 500 people or if it's 7 million like NYC, you have to be a big cheerleader for where you live. You have to love where you live. And certainly there are rumors, including out of my mouth, that some politicians in Ohio don't seem to love their state or their county or their city. And it's obvious, Kai, from talking to you, you know, I'm not the most people-smart person out there, but you love Marion. And you've been, you know, Army brat, I guess, military brat, so to speak, having lived in southwestern Kentucky on the base and living here for your second part of your childhood and your adult life, and you love it here. We understand Marion has its faults. It does get a bad rap. What would you say, or maybe two or three things, Kai, that people think of on a negative note with Marion, and how can we maybe solve these problems and make people realize I've misjudged Marion?
Well, we talk about with Marion, you hear about the opioid epidemic quite a bit, but I think it's important to keep in mind that the opioid epidemic was not a Marion-only issue. It was a national issue. It was a Midwest issue, and I think that one of the things that's important to focus on is that Marion's police, our group of police officers are nationally recognized for doing such a good job. They have the Impact program. I mean, we have a great group of officers in the city, and so I think that some things are... you could take the entire Marion City budget and go after try to go after drug use, and it's a national issue.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate, and I mention this often. We have a great new police chief and a great new sheriff, and they are just awesome. Yeah, and Jay McDonald is nationally recognized, and I like both sheriff candidates. I talked to Scott about that, but I really like Matt Bales. He's a whippersnapper, and you probably would agree, Kai, the most important thing that a city provides to its citizens and visitors is security, and that includes fire and EMT and the police force. And we have good cops here, nor the way to say it, and that's important. Yes, we have issues with drugs here, as does every city in Ohio and every city in this country.
Yeah, I mean, let me be clear. I think the officers would share this opinion, too. We should have a focus on getting dealers off the streets, and I think that they do a great job of it. I think they're going to continue to get better at it as technology gets better and just as time goes on. I'm not trying to brush it to the wayside by any means. I think that... but it's important to recognize when the city is doing something well, and I think that... I guess to put it in a political perspective, if you're gonna take a poll of Marion and say, do you approve of the Marion City Police? I think that they beat out any elected official by a country mile. I think that they're well liked. I think they do a very good job, and I think that it's important to remember that.
Yeah, and we want to start at the roots, the dealers. That's where it originates. And I think with the smaller and medium-sized cities, I mean, Chillicothe, Zanesville, Portsmouth, Marion, Mansfield, Lima, these cities are always mentioned as places where the drug problem is out of control. And I guess it's kind of relative, and there are many, many facets to it. Do you have any unique ideas, Kai, about nipping the drug problem in the bud? I mean, it'll always exist. But, you know, as a younger person, someone... who's probably seen some of the effects of this with people that you know. Any unique ideas that you have, and any suggestions for our listeners?
Well, I'll always support hiring in more officers. I think that the more officers you have on the street, the easier it is for them to go to those calls quicker, to just handle issues like that. I'm a big proponent in making sure that the officers have every tool that they need to solve those problems. And sometimes it's an issue of where we don't need to reinvent the wheel and come up with exorbitant new program. Sometimes it's just about giving officers the resources to do their jobs.
Yeah, many times, just like a carpenter or a DJ, you have to have the tools. A DJ has to have records or CDs, whatever they use to play the music, or it's actually just MP3s on a computer currently, but back when I started in radio, it was 45s and 33s. Carpenter needs tools, needs saws and screwdrivers and all that good stuff, and law enforcement needs their own tools. But we're in agreement. We may not realize this, but we have one of the best police chiefs and best sheriffs around. And when you start at the top, it trickles down. And law enforcement in Marion, I think that's one of the strongest things about this city. That might be kind of the irony. People do discuss the drug issue, and it's real, and it's serious, and it's not a good thing. But we have great law enforcement.
Yeah. I think that they do an excellent job. Especially with the Impact program, I think that it's important for them to have a good relationship with the community, and they do just that. BJ Gruber is another person that should be commended constantly for how good of a job he does with that Impact program. Really, it's about trust, and I think that they have that within the community. I think that anytime you have any type of local, state, or federal government, it really just boils down to, do you believe that they're acting on behalf of you? And the Marion police do an excellent job of that.
When we were kids, Kai, we were taught the police officers are your friends. And as adults, sometimes people say they're not my friend. Well, I think in Marion, people continue with that mentality, that they're here to help us. That we all love the city. It's not going to be perfect. It's going to have its faults, just like every person in every city does. But we can certainly feel like we're on the same side and make it the greatest possible place it can be.
Yeah, and I think that at the end of the day, anytime we're dealing with, I mean, I think it's a good rule of thumb to live by is we're just dealing with other people. You're going to run into some that are more friendly than others, some that are less friendly, and that's just really how people work. I don't know what it was like at that time, really, to culture around police officers. But I know now in this town, there's just a positive attitude towards officers, and it's from a master class, I believe, through the Marion Police Department at really staying active in the community and just putting in the work, taking that extra step. I think that they set a good example for other elected officials to say, like, it's important to kind of do your homework and do the extra work, so that way people do trust you.
Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, about 9 minutes before 3. Taking your phone calls, we have Marion Councilperson Mr. Kai Mead in the studio with me here on South Prospect Street, great city of Marion. Taking your calls, don't be shy, 740-383-9944. Main topic of discussion today, Kai, is the Small Business Appreciation Day, which we encourage small business owners and operators and all citizens to take part in. As we've kind of talked about some of the great things about Marion, things that people may not be aware of, we both agree we have some of the best law enforcement anywhere, not just in cities about the size of Marion, but larger cities. And we have a great climate for small business. Again, the safety of Marion, the improving safety, is part of it. But the low cost of living, again, the reasonable rent, and a plethora of free parking, something you don't see in cities a quarter of the size of Marion, compare it to Delaware or some of the Columbus suburbs, for example. That is one of the strongest points, I believe, plus a good diversity of businesses.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should also keep in mind that the 19th, the last day of the Small Business Appreciation Day, is Juneteenth. And so Marion does have a good group of black-owned business in the city, and I think that maybe it's important to go check them out and go see what's going on with them. Not only that, but maybe the day before you go and check out the Marion punches way above our size for how many women-owned businesses we have in the town. I just spotlighted one of them, Hope's Crossing. It's a Christian bookstore downtown. I mean, we have a ton of women-owned small businesses in the city, and so I think it's important to highlight that because we just have such a diverse background for our business owners.
Yeah, I saw that on the Facebook page. Again, be sure to look up Marion, Ohio Small Business Appreciation Day. Bookmark the page, comment on it. And I did notice about the Christian bookstore. It's great to have female-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, and that's so important to the landscape. And not just restaurants, but any kind of a storefront or a consulting type of business, as the diversity of small businesses helps the climate so much. And I think we're, as you said, very proud and very fortunate to have that right here in the great city of Marion. I was kind of thinking, and driving around town, you see, well, what kind of business is it that we might need here in Marion? And this came up on a couple weeks ago. I was talking to Scott and Angie. But would you agree with me, Kai, that we maybe need a mom-and-pop hardware store, maybe like in this part of town? All the people that are fixing up all the older homes. We have the big box stores. We have three of them, Menards being my favorite. I mean, I make that pretty clear on Facebook, on that 23 and 95 corridor. But would you agree with me that maybe a hardware store, a store for the handy person, the homeowner, that might be a good idea, especially right in this part of town, to south of downtown, or any other kind of businesses you think would thrive well if they were to pull up a storefront here in Marion?
Yeah, and I think that's a great idea. I think I know that people who are good with tools are typically pretty picky about them. You want to make sure that you're working with quality stuff, and I think that people do say that, like, that when you get stuff from those small businesses, they tend to be a better quality. I think one of the small businesses that I was excited for that I would drive by is the axe throwing downtown. Yeah, I can't remember what street it is.
Yeah, that's a very trendy thing right now.
Yeah, I think that would bring a lot of young people downtown. It's stuff like that. I want to make sure that we have businesses. I mean, I'm not the gatekeeper of small businesses by any means, but I always am especially excited when we see small businesses that bring young families into the city, into the downtown region. And so anything like that, I think, is always really beneficial.
I would say there is a good variety, and I wouldn't mind seeing more. I mean, it's a biased opinion. I wouldn't mind seeing more just south of downtown, ones that are two or three blocks from here, and in the center core. Do you think we have too much development in the 95 and 23 area? That's kind of become the magnet. But then we've seen around the mall and some other areas suffer a bit. Would you like to see the balance swayed a little bit, or maybe a case we need to add businesses, add vitality to these older areas?
Well, this may be one of the areas that I'm pretty middle of the road on, but I tend to think that government shouldn't start getting picky about where growth occurs, because growth tends to spur other growth. So if we have growth on one side of town, that growth will probably contribute to later growth there. Maybe it's not happening at the time we would want it to, but I would rather have that growth there than no growth at all. So I think that if you see small businesses start to pop up on one area of town, I think that it's only a matter of time. It's like when Columbus is a good example. When you see one street start to develop, then all of a sudden the next street starts to develop because they want to get in on the action. But then maybe across the street or a couple roads down, it's a little bit cheaper. And so I think that it's not maybe government's place to start trying to be the small business gatekeeper.
So you're saying let the chips fall where they may.
Yep, and I think that that's what benefits the community the most, and then that's what allows really for the most growth in the end.
And you're seeing a reasonable amount of government assistance, but let people kind of make their own decisions and be independent, as small businesses built on independence.
Yep. I think that we talked about women-owned small businesses, minority-owned small businesses. Small business is the great equalizer, I think, of growth, of success, and things like that. Because at the end of the day, I think that if you're selling something good, I don't care. It doesn't matter who you are. I think you're going to do well.
There's a coolness factor, though, in the diversity of businesses.
Oh, absolutely. I think that you want to see everyone thrive, everyone do as well as possible.
Do you see at this point a good diversity? I mentioned the hardware store because we have the three big box stores, and I shop at all of them. You know, I'm not gonna say I don't, but I just would like to see a couple mom and pops. The restaurants, people don't always realize all the good ethnic restaurants in this area and the variety. And they're in all parts of town, too. That's one thing which is good because you're going to want to go out to eat no matter where you live.
Yep, and I don't think a city should ever say, all right, we have enough. I think that we should always want to grow, and I think that's exactly what's happening with Marion is we're seeing a growing number of restaurants, a growing number of small businesses popping up. I know we just had a seafood place open up. There's the barbecue place, Taste of Memphis, that just opened up. And so it's great to see more options for people.
We got a couple food trucks, too.
Oh, yeah.
Eat your heart out, Columbus. I mean, Columbus has lots of great food trucks, but we got some here, and people may not realize that. And the food trucks are cool. I mean, it's something that you just love to experience at least once. And the food is always good. You can see it being made.
There's something about it. I just got the hibachi food truck. I can't remember the street. It's downtown. My fiance just had a baby, and so I was stuck waiting out in line for about an hour for the bourbon chicken. when it was very hot outside, but I mean, it's great food. It's worth it. And so these food trucks, these pop-up shops, I think that they people love them. They have really good food, like you said, and I think it's kind of a sign of growth and of kind of people moving around.
Yeah, it is a measure of vitality. Because people don't go to a food truck unless they're out and about.
Yeah.
I want to thank Kai Mead for joining me here on The Talking Place. We have 54 seconds left in the Adam the Computer Guy mid-afternoon coffee break radio extravaganza broadcasting experience. How about that? So in about 35 seconds, Kai, tell us again about the Small Business Appreciation Day that's coming up in about 3 weeks and why people need to mark their calendars and participate in this event.
Yeah, so this event is as successful as Marion wants to make it. If we can get small businesses on board to share it, if we can get the local consumer online to share it. So we want this to be as big as possible, and we're trying to really congregate together and to, you know, spend that money that we were going to spend anyway for Father's Day weekend at that local spot. And I think that it really just shows the appreciation for these small businesses that are putting their neck out there, really risking to open up, sometimes opening up right before the pandemic hit. They had no control over that. So let's just kind of show our appreciation for that.
You're listening to WWDH Radio.